Definitely.
Anyway, so coaching. So with the current economic situation, how is that affecting the world of you know, being a life coach? What does that
It's definitely challenging. It's challenging for a number of reasons because it's a service-based profession.
Okay.
So a lot of times, and you don't get a physical product. You don't pay me money, and I'm going to put a computer in your hands. You're not getting that. So like many professions are challenged, service-based are getting hit. And then coaching as a profession is very, very new in general. Like the Coaches Training Institute is only about 10 to 15 years old. The coaching profession is supposed to recognize at around 20 years old. A lot of times I'll tell people I'm a coach and they'll go, oh, really? Well, football or softball? I'm like, no, I'm a life coach. Oh, volleyball? No, no, life coach. And it's just a new concept that they're not aware of. And actually, I was talking, I did a complimentary consult with another small business owner friend of mine, and it was really, really productive. And it was funny because I was getting some feedback from her and I was really excited because I felt the session went really well and I felt that good stuff was happening. And I thought, here comes some feedback and I'm going to have a good testimonial out of this. And she started talking and she started saying, well, you know, I enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. And as time went on, he started kind of getting on my nerves and under my skin and I was getting a little uncomfortable and I started thinking, uh-oh, this might not be the testimonial that I want to have. And then she finally said, but you know what? It was exactly the kick in the pants that I needed. Mm. She was a small business owner. She's the boss. She doesn't answer to anybody. So she knew all these things that she wanted for her company, but there wasn't anyone there saying, when are you going to do it? How are you going to get started? When are you going to get it done?
Right.
And those were the things that I was saying. I said, I hear you saying this. What are you doing to get there? And it was just really gently prodding and nudging her in the direction that she knew she wanted to go.
Sure.
But being the boss, she didn't have anyone there kind of pushing her along. So it did turn out to be a good testimonial. It's funny because I feel like I really owe it to my clients at times to be a pain in the rear.
Sure.
When it's in their own best interest.
Absolutely.
And a lot of small business owners, they don't have anyone that's willing to be a pain in the rear other than, you know, maybe like a creditor or a banker if they're behind in stuff.
Yeah.
But then they're looking at their best interest. They don't have someone on their side who's being a pain in the rear for their best interest. And
sure.
As a coach, that was really kind of a great compliment. It sounds kind of strange, but yeah, it's a great compliment.
Oh, absolutely it is. Because you're willing to risk, you know, she could get so irritated, so upset that maybe she wouldn't come back.
Yeah.
And then people can do
possible.
That. And you know, not everybody wants to grow because it hurts to grow sometimes, painful.
Well, that's a little scary too.
Very scary.
Yeah.
You know? So I heard someone say once, I think it's so true, that all change begins by telling the truth. And you're feeding back truth to her. And it can be high octane, I suppose.
Yeah. No,
nobody likes to hear the unpleasant things that we have to change and grow.
And the painful part of it sometimes is too, is it's truth that came from her. So she can't really argue it because it was coming from her to begin with. So it was her own truth. And it's like, okay, do you step up or do you not step up?
Right.
And do you really want it or do you not want it? And a lot of small business owners don't have anyone there saying, come on, let's go for it. Let's do it. This is your life. It's that important. Let's do it.
Yeah. You don't get to go through it a second time, you know?
Right.
People think we do, but we really don't, at least on this earth. It's a one-time deal.
Yep. Yep. So true. So true.
It's appointed for man to die once. We're all going to die at one point. So
that's what we've been told anyways. That's what we've been led to believe.
I think so. It's pretty obvious from the people I've seen that have died.
Right. The track record supports that. So
what kind of people in particular do you enjoy working with?
I love working with creatives. My specialty niche is musicians and performing artists. But anyone that can, and not necessarily professionally creative. I work with a lot of clients who, when they were younger, they used to act or they used to write or they used to paint and draw. And now that they're quote unquote grown up and have a quote unquote real job, they're not connected with that anymore. And I love really working with that creative person, helping them reconnect with their passions, because really they end up having a much more fulfilled life. And if you're stuck in that job that's, you know, paying the bills and you need to do it and you do like it, to have a fulfilling life outside of that is priceless.
And maybe begin to think about what you might do differently. You know, don't can it today in this environment. Yep. You're lucky to have a job, right? But I would also encourage people that this is a temporary thing. So, I mean, it's temporary in that I think we're in this economic downturn for some time to come. It's not gonna change overnight.
Yep.
But we can change. We can choose to continue to grow. And I guess that's really what it's all about, especially when you have a coach telling you the truth. And that's good. I like this stuff. And
another cool story. Do we have time for another story?
Well, be real short. And tell you what, rather than a story, let's hold the story till next time, next segment. But why don't you give us, Tom, your contact information? So someone says, you know, I need a kick in the pants. I need someone who's willing to get in my face and say, come on, be accountable for what you know you need to do.
Gotcha.
What's your contact information?
You can contact me. My website is www.e as in endless, P as in possibility, CoachTom.com. So epcoachtom.com, and you can find me there.
Great. And is there a phone number too?
Yep, you can reach me at 763-588-4679.
One more time, that phone number.
763-588-4679.
Great. You're listening to the Peter McClellan Show.